December 18th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. My website is spingola.com. During the programs, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. His website is stopvs.com. Again, that is stopvs, as in Victor, Sam.com. And that is for Operation Set Them Free. Dr. Millar he's been with us before. Just for an hour, and we thought we'd bring him back because we just didn't really complete all the things that we wanted to talk about, and I'm certain that there are people, listeners, who would like to ask questions about what he talked about the last time that he was on the program. And he talked about the veteran suicide, which is the epidemic proportions from PTSD and depression. And he is a retired chiropractor who has spent the last 3 years writing two books on the topic of nutritional breakthrough for PTSD, depression, suicide, and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Millar was called to this mission by his own personal experience after suffering with bipolar disease or disorder for many years until he found a nutritional solution for that situation. And he is going to tell us today how he might be able to help us. Welcome to the program, Dr. Millar.
So great to be back with you, Deanna. How are you?
I'm good.
You sound
I've just
great.
Been rushing around all morning doing, you know, unimportant things, you know, the laundry and that kind of thing. Cleaning out the freezer.
Right on.
You know, really important stuff.
Very good. So we had a great conversation last time and a tremendous response from your listeners, and I'm really hoping some of them will call in, those who have just recently began using this product we'll talk about today. One thing, before I forget, I want to touch on something regarding the suicide epidemic that the veterans are experiencing. And I think you and I touched on this just for a second, maybe last time. But most people are, as you know, really unaware just how bad the suicide epidemic is. And the latest results that are coming out are showing that the youngest veterans, the most vulnerable that have been on multiple tours, who have definitely been suffering with post-traumatic stress and depression, these young veterans, men and women, but particularly the younger men, are suffering suicide rates today that are 10 to 15 times higher than the rates of suicide amongst the general population, which, you know, the general population we think of as sort of a neutral ground. But the fact is, those in the general population that are committing suicide, 80 to 90% of them have a diagnosis already, or depression, post-traumatic stress, et cetera. So we are really actually comparing apples to apples when we talk about the general population and contrast that to the veterans as well. So they're... those who commit suicide are typically very, very suicidally depressed, and they have suffered long-term with severe anxiety disorders such as post-traumatic stress. So the notion that we are looking at 10 to 15 times the rate of suicide, I think really highlights several things. One is obviously multiple tours and experiencing the loss of their brothers beside them in battle, etc., and having to kill another human being to survive is a horror that none of us can truly even imagine.
Exactly.
You know.
I hate to interrupt, but we do have to take a real quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My Perfect Cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with Perfect Cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your Perfect Cells are doing for you. Thank you.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. His website is stopvs.com. And you were talking about suicide rates compared to the general public, and talking about the younger people who are veterans who have had several tours of duty, and the suicide rates. So please continue.
Well, the main thing I wanted to convey to people is that this rate of 10 to times greater than the general population really is comparing apples to apples, because both populations are depressed with anxiety, etc. And the reason I believe that the rates are so much higher for the veterans isn't just the fact that they've had multiple tours, although that's a huge, huge issue. I really believe that a lot of the cause of this higher rate is due to the excessive pharmaceuticals that are being prescribed to these veterans. And I know, Deanna, you've delved into this a little bit, but it is very common to find these veterans being dosed with 8, 10, and unbelievably over a year's period of time, being dosed with 20 to 30 different pharmaceuticals as they try and find something to assist these young guys and these and older vets too. The same thing is going on in veteran care. And the reason this is going on is because most of the pharmaceuticals are largely ineffective at providing relief. And what the VA has failed to recognize is that these soldiers are coming back extremely depleted of essential key nutrients because of the poor diet while they were there, and obviously the incredible stress they endured while they were there. So I guess we should go back and just go from the beginning on what we're talking about. And just, I'll run through this very quick and remind you and your listeners that the first show we did was on November 15th, and it is in the archive there, and it'll give you perhaps a better overview of what I'm going to run through really quickly here, just to give the new listeners a background of what we're talking about.
Okay, but before you do that, sure. You were talking about the rate of suicide.
Yes.
So tell us some numbers. Give us some numbers.
Well, the numbers are, you know, each and every day, the veteran community is on record about 18 to 20 suicides every day in America, which is twice the rate of the general population as a whole.
Okay.
So I mean, young and old, the rate is at least twice the rate of the general population. And the 18 to 24-year-olds are suffering that 10 to 15 times greater than any other group. And the thing that you mentioned I want to reiterate is that so many veterans are dying in their sleep from a drug overdose. So they're combining opiates and painkillers with alcohol, and their sleeping pills, etc. And these veterans aren't even being counted in the suicide numbers. And I've heard from other veterans that the actual numbers of veterans that are dying every day is, and it sounds like crazy, but it's over 30, 40, 50. I mean, the numbers I've heard go much higher than that. But the veterans that are dying in their sleep due to these drug combinations. And it's obviously a very easy way to kill yourself, too. Just take a little bit extra of this and that and drink hard, and you stop breathing while you're sleeping. So the actual suicide numbers are skewed. I think it's much worse than we know. And it's a tragedy that just has to stop, Deanna. And I
okay.
believe we have it.
Now, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Somebody in the chat room said lithium is a dangerous drug. So before we talk about lithium, the kind of lithium that you're talking about, tell us the difference between the drug, which is
sure.
dangerous, and the mineral.
Okay. The first and most important fact that people need to understand that is easily verifiable is just go to the periodic table of elements, and you'll see there number three is lithium. It's a mineral that's in the same class as sodium and potassium, and these are essential electrolytes that feed the body and nutrify the body, and they're essential. We need them, even in the case of lithium, in very small amounts, but we need them for functions within the body, and without them, systems begin to fail. And there is only one lithium. And this discussion about how lithium is a dangerous drug came about decades ago when the doctors discovered that lithium actually cured bipolar disorder. In fact, even today, doctors will tell you some 30 to 40% of patients are actually cured. In other words, there's no sign of the illness at all. But in the psychiatric hospitals where this discovery was made, most of the patients that were treated were the most severe psychotic patients, and the doses that were applied to them were in the hundreds of milligrams of pure lithium each day. And the typical range was about 300 to 400 milligrams of pure lithium. Now, that's about 10 times over the maximum that humans should ever take or would ever need. And the reason they were giving those excessive doses is because the mineral carrier that was attached to it, the lithium, in the beginning was carbonate, which is an inorganic lithium salt, and it is very poorly absorbed. Estimates are that only about 20 to 50%, depends on who you talk to and the expert, chemist who's discussing this, but the facts are in now with the latest technological brain scans called MRS, which is an MRI-like brain scan. It actually analyzed the amount of lithium that was able to get into the brain cells when patients were taking the pharmaceutical version, and they found that they were only able to absorb about 30 to 50%, and that lithium was actually just infiltrating just the outer membrane of the cell. Again, because it's an inorganic compound, very poorly absorbed by the brain cells, and because of that, the lithium so-called drug got its reputation because of doses that were 10 times the amount that should ever be in the bloodstream. But we look at lithium that's occurring naturally in nature. Human beings are ingesting about anywhere from 1 to 2 milligrams a day. In some parts of the world, 10 milligrams a day naturally from the ground and water sources. And what we find when lithium is ingested in its reasonable quantity, not only is it essential, but it is extremely beneficial for function of the central nervous system and the brain. It brings about a balance, balances the mood, lessens anxiety dramatically, etc. So the whole notion that lithium is a drug came about because of the discovery that lithium cured bipolar disorder back in the late 40s, early 50s, and then eventually being used in the U.S. After 1970. But those doses, again, were 10 to 20 times higher than is presently being utilized in the alternative medical practices in the U.S. today. And this product we're talking about is lithium orotate, and the orotate salt of lithium is combined with orotic acid, which is a naturally occurring acid in the human body. It's produced by the cells of our body, and it is something that we can ingest through naturally through grains and vegetables and milk, etc. So it's a naturally occurring substance. It's abundant. And orotic acid in and of itself is a highly beneficial compound that has been shown through dozens of studies to be highly beneficial for the heart and for muscle endurance, etc. So orotic acid has its own place as a supplement. But when you combine orotic acid to lithium, the magical benefit is that virtually 100% of the lithium is able to easily cross the barrier of the cell through the cell membrane and enters into the intracellular environment, where then the lithium interacts with your the mitochondria, and it interacts with the nucleus of the cell. And this is where the power and magic of lithium orotate occurs, because of this exceptional absorption. We can now take minute doses. Even just 1 milligram of lithium on a daily basis can have a huge impact. And I found in my research with various clients that I consult with that there's quite a wide range of variants. Some people just take 1 to 5 milligrams and they notice tremendous benefits in areas we'll talk about later. And others need to take 5, 10, 15, 20, and some are even taking 40 to 50 milligrams of pure lithium a day. But that dose is still a tenth of what was being prescribed in the psychiatric hospitals that caused the side effects that gave lithium this reputation as being a dangerous and toxic drug. You see, once you go over the 100 milligram mark on a daily basis of pure lithium, a significant number of people begin to have what are called negative side effects. And there's a whole host of them, and all you have to do is Google lithium side effects. There's about 45 different side effects listed, but that's for excessive dosing with the pharmaceutical lithium. The alternative medical doctors that are using it in practice across the U.S. and Europe today find that when lithium is ingested in low dose and is adjusted for a patient's tolerance, there are no side effects, zero. And that is not to say that you won't experience some unusual symptoms when you first start using lithium orotate, Deanna, because the body that is deficient of minerals, which most are, once it begins to receive healing minerals, begins to heal. And a whole host of bizarre symptoms may manifest in the first few days of beginning to use this product, and they will inevitably wash out and vanish, typically within 3 to 5 days, sometimes 7 days. Those unusual symptoms you might have experienced and feared was a toxic reaction was nothing more than the body adjusting is healing. You might feel funny twitching in your nerves, and a variety of different things occur sometimes in the first day or two. And I want to just tell your listeners not to be concerned about that. But if those unusual symptoms persist beyond 5 to 7 days, you're probably one of those patients or the individuals that doesn't need a lot of lithium, and you should reduce your dose by a tablet or two, and you will find that those unusual symptoms will go away. And this is 100%. If you are experiencing something unusual, all you need to do is reduce your lithium orotate dose, because you personally, your individual biochemical individuality is unique, and each of us have different tolerance, Deanna.
All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. That's M-I-L-L-A-R. His website is stopvs.com. And, the so-called experts in government agencies vilify things that are really good for us while allowing corporations to add fluoride, aspartame, and disseminate unlabeled GMO foods. It's kind of ironic that they do this. And I think, do you think it's deliberate? I kind of do.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that for sure, you know. And regarding adding things to the water, we mentioned last time we spoke about the Fox News video that's online. It's also at my website at StopVS, that's S-T-O-P, V as in veteran, S as in suicide.com. There's a link there for the Fox News video, and it described what is really just one of the most amazing things about this breakthrough for suicide. When they found natural lithium in the water, which is all over the planet, by the way, in varying amounts, they discovered in a rather large study in Japan that the very low dose, less than a milligram of lithium in the water, reduced suicide by 30 to 50%. And so that's something your viewers need to see. That's the only mention of lithium in the mainstream media regarding suicide prevention. The Harvard studies that is the basis of my book, which are so compelling because there are five different studies done over a decade. Harvard analyzed over 30 human studies done by doctors all over the world, and they discovered that lithium not only reduced suicide, but it did so at a rate of 80 to 90%. And these are, of course, studies done on the therapeutic dosages utilized by the psychiatric community. So rather large doses, which are not necessary at all. But You know, I just got a letter back from the VA. I don't know if we talked about this last time, Deanna. Did we discuss my letters to the VA before?
Briefly we did, but please talk to us about that.
Yes, well, over a year ago I sent General Eric Shinseki, the Secretary of Veteran Affairs, you know, he's the top guy at the VA. I sent him a 25-page report, which was difficult to shrink down the core information, believe it or not, in 25 pages, but it was in-depth, and it covered every aspect of this suicide prevention and breakthrough for PTSD and depression. And it only took a year to get a response back from them. I sent another letter, and finally I got a response here, and essentially what they said was, thank you for your interest in suicide prevention for veterans. And they say to me here, I'm going to paraphrase and skip a lot of it, but essentially that, you know, he says, we've known for decades that lithium may help prevent suicide. It's a very prevalent data, the VA says here in this letter. However, it was included in the revised National Strategy for Suicide Prevention, released in September of 2012, as a promising rather than an established treatment. Now, what your listeners need to understand, and they should go to the website StopVS or Operation Set Them Free, or just Google Stop Veteran Suicides, and you'll find the links to my website, and download the free report. So you can actually click on the studies that Harvard has produced. Harvard and the American Psychiatric Association has concurred that lithium actually reduced the attempted suicides by greater than 90% and the completed suicides by 80 to 85%. And so for the VA to say that lithium is a promising rather than an established treatment for suicide prevention is absolutely absurd. What is going on out there today is that there is a tremendous effort to suppress the public hearing the truth that lithium is an essential trace mineral that you only need to take very small amounts of for depression and post-traumatic stress and suicide prevention. So what they are continuing to do is put out other studies, bogus studies and sham studies, that have suggested that lithium orotate, for example, this alternative, is even more toxic to the kidneys than the pharmaceutical is. So we are fighting a huge battle. Most of the people that you will talk to will send you, emails that lithium's a drug, it's toxic, it'll burn your kidneys. Well, that's true. If you take 300 to 400 milligrams of lithium daily for years, it will cause fibrosis of the kidneys. But you see, you don't need to take but 5 to 10, 20 milligrams in most cases. And if you're a very large person and your lean body mass is 200 pounds, you're probably going to take 40 to 50 milligrams. If you have severe bipolar disorder or post-traumatic stress, you'll take upwards of 40 to 50 milligrams. But that is 50 milligrams below the limit where most human beings can take lithium safely. 100 milligrams is where we start to see signs of negative side effects in the general population. So we're way, 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 way below at 10 to 40 milligrams of lithium orotate daily, any level you need to be concerned about. And Dr. Jonathan Wright, a renowned alternative medical doctor who's sold several best-selling nutrition books, did extensive laboratory research on lithium orotate. He's administered in his practice for 30 plus years, and he determined that even up to 40 milligrams of pure lithium daily was no cause for concern, Deanna.
All righty. Thank you. We are going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. The website is stopvs.com, and you will see all of these links, including the one to the Fox News video, and all of these reports that Dr. Millar is referring to. And it is very interesting that this would be a very helpful thing for a number of problems, issues, health issues, and you also mentioned the anxiety. And of course, I think so many people, particularly after last Friday's event, are feeling anxiety, anxious about things. And we hear about the financial cliff and all of the things that are going on in the country and in the world. I think that probably most of us do have some kind of level of anxiety.
No doubt, Deanna. You know, anxiety is the number one medicated mental, emotional, and really it's also a neurological condition. It's the number one medicated medical condition in the United States. Anxiety is massive. We're talking about tens of millions of Americans that live with anxiety on a daily basis. And the thing that I discovered after doing several thousand hours of research on the chemical pathways of these illnesses is that they all had one thing in common, and that is they have a disturbance of what's called the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. The hypothalamus and the pituitary lie right in the center of the brain, And these are the master glands that control all the hormones within the body. And the soldiers that have got severe post-traumatic stress have all been found to have excessively high levels of adrenaline, noradrenaline, and dopamine, and thyroid. They're hyperthyroid. And this lithium just naturally calms the central nervous system, working directly on the pituitary gland, the hypothalamus, and also in the thyroid gland to bring about a lowering of these primary stress hormones. And anxiety disorders such as social anxiety, generalized anxiety, and performance anxiety, etc., they also have these same primary stress hormone imbalances. And it just seems that if early into an individual's childhood, they experienced trauma, whether it be at the hands of abusive parents, or they were raped, or they were molested, whatever, these people are highly prone to develop a lifetime of anxiety disorder and these imbalance of these hormones that appear to be locked in to the central nervous system. And the beauty of lithium is that it overrides that distortion within the central nervous system, and by lowering particularly noradrenaline, this is the one that just seems to be causing so much of what our veterans are suffering with, particularly in sleep disorders, nightmares, insomnia, and even flashbacks. They found that noradrenaline is elevated in all of those conditions, and they have found over and over again that lithium reduces noradrenaline levels back down to normal range, and naturally those symptoms just go away. So we have a tremendous database. My book is somewhat of a tough read for the layperson because it is so heavily research-based. But what's great about it is it is an e-book. So when you download it, all you have to do is click on the links. So you can verify for yourself and review the abstract, the overview of these studies, and verify for yourself and see the truth. You have an opportunity to fight not only the anxiety disorders and depression, severe major depression, intractable depression, but Alzheimer's disease and attention deficit disorder and fibromyalgia. And I identified actually over 140 illnesses that lithium has been shown to be highly beneficial in assisting in managing these symptoms. And so these are 60 of these conditions are listed in the book, and the collection of just these 60 conditions, I found that over about 150 million Americans suffer with one of these conditions. So lithium may be universally one of the most essential nutrients for overall health of your stress system, your nervous system, and the physical body and the organs. And so when I go back to the VA for a second, they did a massive study on veterans, and they found that the VA is only giving lithium to 1 in 200 veterans with major depression. And this was a massive study. About a quarter million veterans were analyzed going through their records. And the title of the study is What Happened to Lithium? Because, you see, lithium is the number one most effective natural nutrient for depression. There's nothing in the literature that shows greater response rates, which are typically in the 60 to 80% range, depending on a variety of different variables. So as a single nutrient, compared to things like St. John's wort or even the omega-3 fatty acids, there's no single nutrient that one can take to get a better overall response than lithium. So why isn't the VA giving it to our veterans, these majorly depressed veterans who are suffering an epidemic of suicide?
Indeed. Why aren't they? Is it because it's a lot cheaper and it's natural and more effective than the pharmaceutical drugs? Is this part of the depopulation program? Are they trying to create a group of people that are doing this? I mean, you really have to ask why they're not helping these veterans. Obviously, they just don't care.
Yes, there's a lot of opinions about that out there. And what I found was that the VA is still prescribing upwards of 200 milligrams per day for these veterans with major depression. But if we take those same veterans and put them on lithium orotate, we find that they only need one-tenth of the dose, or 20 milligrams with lithium orotate, to get the same outstanding benefits for depression, post-traumatic stress, and they get no side effects. Now, when I brought this to the attention of the VA, my question to them is, if you can give your veterans a natural product that has no side effects, that costs as little as $2 to $3 a month, upwards of $10 a month, but most of them can get by on about a $2 to $3 a month dose, why wouldn't you give it to all of them right now? And you know what? They didn't even attempt to answer that question. They are falling back on data that's being provided by the pharmaceutical groups that want to suppress lithium. And so they have said that, you know, they want to address this gap in our knowledge, they say, about whether or not lithium is effective. And the Department of Veteran Affairs investigators are currently planning a large-scale randomized clinical trial of lithium versus placebo for the prevention of suicidal behaviors in patients with mood disorders. In other words, major depression and bipolar disorder, etc. And they say here further, VA says, as part of this planning process, our investigators are carefully reviewing the literature on whether lithium orotate has any pharmacological properties that are different from the lithium salts that are used in classical treatments today. And the doctor closes by saying, I anticipate that the final protocol will be completed and reviewed for funding in early 2013. So they are planning to do this study with lithium. Now, given that Harvard and the American Psychiatric Association published all their data stating an 80 to 90% reduction in suicide with lithium, that was published in 2003, and the VA got that publication because it is the American Psychiatric Association, of course, is the Bible. When they produced the suicide documents on lithium, the VA got that in 2003. So here we are 10 years later, and the VA is now going to do another study that will take 8 to 10 years to publish to determine if the VA thinks it's feasible that lithium may reduce suicide. You see, this is outrageous.
It seems like they're just wasting time. They want to not publish anything, and so they're going, that's all to keep it concealed.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
And what they're going to produce in 10 years from now is that there was no benefit of lithium. You see,
sure.
this isn't actually being implemented by the VA itself. It's being implemented by pharmaceutical operatives that will set this up, and they will control everything. And if you haven't seen the Brzezinski movie, I think we mentioned that last time, go to thebrzezinskimovie.com, and you'll see how the FDA actually does studies, and they actually will manipulate what they give to the participants. When they want to suppress a natural nutrient breakthrough, such as Dr. Brzezinski discovered for brain cancer, all they do is alter the amounts of the substance that they give, or they give a totally different substance. They literally are that evil. This is very well documented in the Brzezinski FDA trials, which, by the way, he just won his fifth grand jury court case. And they tried to suppress Dr. Brzezinski's natural protein cure for brain tumors. And so they have no art. It's all about the money, unfortunately. And for $3 a month, they could end the suicide epidemic today. If they simply provided this in the VA medical centers, they would see in a month or two that all of a sudden the suicides would drop 80 to 90%, maybe 100%. We don't know because there's too many variables. But, see, they're not interested in doing that. So there's obviously something going on behind the scenes that there's a concerted effort to not give our veterans a simple and natural solution. And I mentioned the omega-3 fatty acids. And Dr. Sinatra at drsinatra.com has created a omega-3 fatty acid from calamari. The fish oils are fantastic for depression and anxiety. And after you have tried the lithium orotate and experienced the benefits of that, I highly recommend the next step is to order from Dr. Sinatra's website his product. It's full of DHA and EPA, and the new research out suggests that DHA is the much more significant element in the essential fatty acids. And the calamari oil is has a triple dose of DHA. So you're getting a high, high dose of DHA. And I'm hearing from people, along with the lithium orotate, if you combine these two, your depression and anxiety are going to go away. They're just going to go away. And, of course, if you add the multivitamins, the B-complex and B12 and some of the other things that are wonderful for depression, you will no longer suffer with these issues. And I think it's time that we begin to challenge the VA. I think this is a disaster that they're going to do another 10-year study while our veterans are dying by the thousands. The last count I got was that the count is well over 7,000. And these are only the suicides that they're actually letting us know about. Again, it's probably three or four times higher than that, the veterans that are dying in their sleep from these drug overdoses. And that's a very easy way to commit suicide. But unfortunately, it happens, accidentally to many of them. They have no idea that when they took that Ambien with that vodka martini, that they were going to stop breathing. So we have to challenge the VA, and we have to encourage people to do research. That's why I give a free report. You don't have to buy the book. All the data that you need is in my 12-page free report. The book has over 700 medical references, 35 pages of references in the back. It did take me over 3 years of just going through over 10,000 research studies on lithium. If you go to PubMed.org or PubMed.com, that's P-U-B-M-E-D, you'll find all the research there. And just punch in the search box lithium and Alzheimer's, for example, and you'll find there's over 240 studies on lithium and Alzheimer's, and yet the public has not heard about this. And the reason for that is because, see, lithium is no longer being promoted within the psychiatric community. Lithium has been placed on the back shelf and is collecting dust. And the research continues in mass on this essential trace mineral because the pharmaceutical companies have realized that through understanding the chemical pathways that lithium heals the human body, they can derive new patentable synthetic drugs that mimic some of the things that lithium does naturally. And then they can produce another billion-dollar drug for Alzheimer's. And that's exactly what they're doing. And you'll see it time and time again at the end of the study, the researchers will say something like, well, this is an incredible breakthrough we've discovered on lithium. And what a great opportunity to pursue this for a new drug.
Indeed.
So there's one study I want to tell you about that just blew my mind and you've never heard of it. It was the lithium HIV/AIDS study. And this literally just rocked my world that they found that lithium reduced the viral replication of the HIV virus by greater than 90%. They also found that the lithium greatly enhanced the functionality of the drugs they were giving the patients. So it enhanced the pharmaceutical drugs and reduced the neurotoxicity of the drugs. So at the end of the research article, the researchers are saying, this is incredible what lithium is doing for HIV. And this is a classic finish. They said, this is a very viable solution for AIDS in the third world countries because it's low cost and high effectiveness. This should be promoted in Africa. And I'm thinking to myself, what about America?
Certainly.
It's staggering. If you punch in lithium into the search box at PubMed.com, you'll find over 15,000 different lithium studies, and that's being done again for cancer and Alzheimer's and Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. Its benefits to preventing degeneration of your brain cells has been documented in hundreds of studies now. It literally blocks the plaquing and the neurofibrillary tangles that is the hallmark of the Alzheimer's disease. And I told you last time, I'll say it again, we have one human study, and it was done in 2007, and it showed a reduction of Alzheimer's in the elderly population of 87%, almost 90% reduction of Alzheimer's in the patients that had taken lithium over the long term, so for years. When they compared it to the other psychiatric drugs that the elderly were taking for bipolar disorder,
such as antipsychotics and et cetera, they found that they had a sevenfold higher rate, seven times higher rate of Alzheimer's disease. So lithium is going to be eventually known by at least the alternative Americans as the certainly one of the top three most essential nutrients for overall brain health. And they know a thing here more than anything is how people are sleeping better, just a deep sleep. They found that the lithium literally creates this slow wave process in the brain. So literally it takes you down into a nice, deep sleep, Deanna. And of course, healing occurs while you're sleeping. And if you're not sleeping well, you're not doing your growth hormone release at night like you should. And have a break. See you soon.
All righty. We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock, your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today is Dr. Mark Millar. His website is stopvs.com, and there are some other websites associated. And if you download that that free booklet, which is, what is it called? Let's see. I'm the free report right up at the top of the page, and it's a 13-page report. It's a PDF file, and it's called Veteran Suicide Breakthrough. And has a lot of links, wonderful things in it. And as the doctor said, you can download it for nothing and see all of the things that that are in the book, or at least has reference for the book, plus a list of all the things that this mineral helps, including grinding your teeth, for goodness sake, which is an anxiety kind of a thing. Mm-hmm.
Grinding your teeth, bruxism, affects about 30 million Americans and children in incredibly large numbers. And again, bruxism, grinding your teeth, they found that all of the patients who have bruxism have extremely high levels of noradrenaline while they sleep at night. And lithium is just fantastic for this. It just lowers your noradrenaline levels. You stop grinding your teeth. You stop flopping around in your bed. Your insomnia is corrected. Your nightmares are diminished. In many cases, vanish. And again, flashbacks that the veterans are experiencing, all of these things are driven by excessively high levels of adrenaline and noradrenaline, which lithium calms and normalizes in a very natural way. Again, it does so in very small, non-toxic, non-side effect producing amounts. We're talking about 5 to 20 milligrams of lithium a day instead of what the medical doctors are traditionally prescribing of 2 to 400 milligrams with the pharmaceutical lithium. So we have a breakthrough nutrient that's been in the U.S. for over 30 years, folks. Alternative medical doctors, those that are brave enough to fight the FDA and pharmaceutical cartel, have been administering this for decades. As I said, Dr. Jonathan Wright has done all the laboratory tests on the kidney, the thyroid, and the heart. And even at doses of 40 milligrams a day, he found absolutely nothing to be concerned about. And the only exception to that rule, if you have low thyroid, you may see the lithium at 40 milligrams a day might lower your thyroid a little bit more, because you see lithium normalizes hyperthyroid and brings it down to normal levels. So if you have hyperthyroid, you definitely want to try lithium orotate. But if you are low in thyroid, first of all, you should be trying a natural thyroid replacement, and ask your doctor about that. But if you take excessive doses of lithium in the 100 milligram plus per day, you definitely have to be concerned about lowering your thyroid. And this is an easy test that can be done. So if you're going to take the lithium orotate at the 40 milligrams of lithium a day, then I recommend you have your thyroid checked out, particularly if you know you're already low in thyroid. And there's just a few other things I want to mention, Deanna, because these are diseases that affect tens of millions of Americans. And none of the people that I've spoken to have ever heard of this lithium orotate for the treatment of any of these conditions.
Indeed. Well, doctors just don't want to talk about that. They want to give you a chemical so they can get a nice financial kickback. All righty, we're going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after station ID.